about it. They got to be ready for it.
And they send number 9 to the near sideline. That's Callinger. Birchmeyer in the backfield by himself. He's going to keep it for himself. He's down through the middle. He's going to be close to the first down marker at the 10-yard line. They're actually going to stay in the spot at the 11-yard line. This is the one downside of this booth here. We have a poor angle and the far reaches of this field. Anthony Sweeney on the tackle for the Bearcats and facing now a third down and one with 1:48 before the half is over. Two wide to the left, one to the right. Birchmeyer at quarterback in the shotgun has Ruddy to his right, and he gets the handoff. Coming around the left side, and he's diving, and he gets upended at the 7-yard line by Jonathan Brandle, the man playing with a motive today. And it's going to be a first down, move the chains, first and goal from the 8-yard line. Stops the clock momentarily with a minute 36 left in the first half.
Skylar Lasoski there had a chance to get him in the backfield, but took kind of a bad angle, and Ruddy beat him to the sideline. But that's where Jonathan Brandle teed him up and sent him flying through the air. But nonetheless, a first down for New Lothrop.
New Lothrop wants to talk about it. Timeout Hornets, says Clint Galvis. Head coach since 2009 for this New Lothrop squad, has turned around this program single-handedly as they are on the verge of scoring for the second time tonight and today. And Dave, what do you think the LA Bearcats are trying to set up to negate that?
Well, the Bearcats would love to see a red zone, a goal line stand here and not allow any points, obviously. But they have a tough predicament as New Lothrop has settled with the running game here on this drive and shown they can run the football or throw the football. And we knew because of that they were going to be a tough team to stop on offense. They're going to give up points. So they're going to do whatever they can to keep them out of the end zone here. But don't keep this in mind, Clark, in the back of your mind here. As New Lothrop clearly kicked the extra point with ease. They may be in range for field goal time if needed. So there's plenty of ways to slow down this New Lothrop team, but they can find ways to score points, whether it be 7 at a time, 6 at a time, or even 3.
When I was on the field talking with the New Lothrop coaching staff before this game was over, before the game started, their special teams kicker was with number 3, Mason Ruddy. He was kicking a 25 to 30-yard field goal in warm-up with ease. First and goal from the 8-yard line.
They are into the wind, keep it in mind. But if he can make him from that far, he can make him from where they are now.
Birchmeyer by himself in the shotgun. Hands it off to Ruddy, coming around the left side. Ubley swarms to the ball, and he gets down to the 3-yard line for a 4-yard gain. Sets up second down and goal, brought down by Dominic Rosenthal for the Bearcats. 1:22 before the half is over. Second down, goal to go from the 3-yard line, according to the spots. A 5-yard gain for Ruddy. 1:14 now on the clock, continues to wind down.
Very impressive drive here by the Hornets as they have totally gotten rid of the 4.5 minutes on the clock, leaving the Bearcats with very little time, no matter
what
happens.
Almost a fumble, and he gets it, and he dives forward. The ball fell out of Birchmeyer's hand as he's going for the handoff, and the running back in the backfield had at least the know-how of how to jump forward and bring in the ball at the 1-yard line. Third down, goal to go from the 1-yard line.
That was Ruddy on that. The miss exchange there. Ruddy does a nice job of covering it up.
Birchmeyer under center leads behind his offensive lineman, and we have touchdown New Lothrop. The Hornets score with 32 seconds before the half is over for the second time today. It's New Lothrop 13, Ubley 6, extra point upcoming.
That's a quality drive by the New Lothrop Hornets as they take away the entire clock and end their drive with a touchdown. They reclaim a 7-point lead over the Bearcats with the extra point on the way, but they have left very little time for the Bearcat offense to do anything else.
Ruddy's kick is up, and it is no good. Wide right. To the right. And so it remains a 7-point ball game with 32 seconds before the half is over. It's 13 for New Lothrop, 6 for the Ubley Bearcats on the WLEW Sports Network.
It's Black Friday all month at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25. Get a brand new 2016 Chevrolet Silverado 3500 HD Crew Cab, standard box four-wheel drive LT, just $42,670 after savings of $88.95. A brand new 2016 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 double cab standard box four-wheel drive custom, just $32,626 after savings of $85.04. Tax, title, and license extra. Some restrictions apply. See detailer for details and red hot Black Friday savings all month at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
New Lothrop strikes for the second time today, leads by 7 points, 13-6, with 32 seconds left in the half. As the kick is brought in at the 13-yard line by Ubley, gets all the way out to the 29. A little bit of a squib kick, and into the hands of Nathan Keller, brought down by Joey Quatter. 26 seconds left in this first half. Ubley trails by just 7 points, and they will start this drive at their own 29-yard line. Ubley leading 16-0 over Tri-Unity Christian. Deckerville leading Tri-Unity Christian 16-0, 6:48 left in the second, as Deckerville recovers the onside kick. T formation for Mychek, and we have whistles, and we are going, a late player from New Lothrop was running off that field, and it looks like almost Clint Galvis may have ordered a timeout before that snap occurred.
As looks the crowd like they're goes still trying to figure that out.
The crowd goes deathly silent, whatever it is. And actually, it's going to be too many men on the field. It's a 5-yard penalty against New Lothrop. So the correct call was made, and push Ubley 5 yards forward to the 34-yard line. Right to left, cross your radio. First and 5 for the Bearcats, trailing by 7 points, 13-6 in the second quarter. Hand off to Jonathan Brandle, trying to drag his defenders forward. He gets out to about the 38-yard line, shy of the first down marker by about a yard. And this will bring up second down and 1 to go. And the Bearcats just letting this clock wind down. And we're not sure. They're going to say that it was a first down. It was enough to move the chains, and the clock continued to roll. So this will have to be sorted out with the officials as when this all occurred. I would say about 19 seconds, actually, should be on the clock, based on what my observation
was. If they're going to give the Bearcats a first down, they're going to have to put a lot of time left on the clock.
So they'll have to wire up to the press box across the field from us. We are in the secondary box tonight, as Ubley trailing by 7 points, and they're going to say put up 20. They're trying to signal this through.
12 seconds.
12 seconds are on the clock. And the clock starts back up. Last play more than likely from this first half. It's a handoff right up the middle to, that would be Gregory Keller up the middle out to the 44-yard line.
Nathan Keller.
And brought down by big man 77, Tommy Harold. And we have a timeout called by Ubley with 4 seconds left in this first half. It's got to be, do you go for the bomb down the field or you try and unbalanced approach and try and get Brandle free?
I think it's just one more run play to Brandle and hope, or Brown even, to hope that they break free and run and get a big gain. I don't foresee them throwing the football in any way, shape, or form. It's too predictable in this situation, and that's not how the Ubley Bearcats offense works. They don't throw the football in predictable situations. They want you to think run first all the time and slide in a few passes.
New Lothrop leads by 7 points, 13-6. New Lothrop scored in their second drive of the day. Their first one resulted in a fourth down turnover, a turnover of downs at the Ubley 29-yard line. Here we go. 4 seconds left. Mychek under center at the 44-yard line. There's the snap. Looking back to pass. Downfield he goes to number 17. It's overthrown as he actually had two receivers in the zone. That would be number 17, Gavin Palace, and Jonathan Brandle. And that is how the first half will end. New Lothrop leading by 7 points, 13-6 over the Ubley Bearcats in the regional championship of Division 7 of the MHSAA playoffs. You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than three decades, so they